The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people arrived and told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with those of their sacrifices. At this he said to them, "Do you suppose these Galileans who suffered like that were greater sinners than any other Galileans? They were not, I tell you. No. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you suppose that they were more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? They were not, I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you'll all perish as they did." He told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. He said to the man who looked after the vineyard, "Look here, for 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and finding none. Cut it down. Why should it be taking up the ground?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it one more year and give me time to dig it round and manure it. It may bear fruit next year. If not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Powerful film scene from Dead Poets Society, filmed quite a long years ago now, but it's where the school teacher takes his class out of the classroom down to the imposing entrance hall of the famous school, where there are photographs, of course, as in most schools, of the students of years gone by. And he says to the current students, who have their whole lives before them, "Can't you hear what they're saying to you? Carpe diem, seize the day. Act now, life is short, don't waste it. Use the opportunity life offers for you today, for who knows what tomorrow might bring." So grasp the moment, seize the day. And in a way, that reminds us of all the scriptures of today, focusing on that piece of wisdom. But curiously, in our first reading, it's the Lord who's seizing the day. But of course, that is what the Lord does. He's heard the sighs and the weepings and the wailings of the people. He says, "I've seen, I've heard, I'm aware of their suffering." And God tells Moses, "I will do something. I will deliver them. I will bring them to a land where milk and honey flow." The Lord making that covenant of love with them. And those of us following the DVD series with Bishop Robert Barron, he chose to particularly highlight this reading, that first reading, Moses at the burning bush, which encapsulates all that it's been talking about, ipse esum, the God who is, I am who I will be. And which is why Jesus takes the divine name, because it's through him God is always at work to bring what he promised there into fulfillment. Through Christ's death, passion, and resurrection, God acts. And so he's saying to us, seize the day, make a decision. In that curious passage, in some ways, but one that we can resonate so much with, Jesus refers to some topical tragedies, the people killed in the accident, the Galileans who suffered a terrible fate at the hand of the occupying Romans. I know if you've read the newsletter, we surround Tressa Reeves and all their family with our love and our prayers and understanding at the tragic death of River, who, as you may recall, died with the pop group he was with in Sweden a week or two ago. But we need to learn from equally there what the Lord says. They were no worse. They were just like everybody else. This is what happens, he said. They weren't bad people, no worse than anybody else, no. But he's saying to us, listen, reminding us that whatever's happening, we come to the Lord. That's what he says, repent. That's what the message of Lent is each year. Repent, come back to the Lord. And that's why he goes on to tell that story of the sickly, barren fruit tree and the owner who comes looking for fruit on it. And of course, he wants to cut it down. But no, Jesus says, let's manure it. Let's give it another chance. We've always got that chance. That's the whole point of this story. We've got a chance always. That's back to seize the day. Each day is new. Each day, seize the day, come back to the Lord. Because it's a story about God's patience with us and of our need to produce fruit in our own lives now. Obviously, when we're in the middle of Lent, we're moving forward towards Easter. When we get to the end of Easter time, the Feast of Pentecost, the gifts of the Spirit, that we may receive the fruits, sorry, the gifts that we may produce the fruits. That's what he's looking for in this story. We produce the fruits. And the Lord is always giving us time. Seize the day. The Lord here now. So life's great tragedy is not about our days being cut short. Sometimes they are, though we know only too well, it does happen. And it is a great sadness. But deeper and sadder is the willful wasting of life. And just as a barren tree was taking up ground, and we can often say of humans, oh, they're a waste of space. A terrible indictment. Why we say it? God loves them. God made them. We think they're a waste of space. But we've got to be careful there, because the Lord isn't looking for either high achievers or into success, which isn't a gospel word at all, but into the story of his own son, which can seem a story of failure. And yet, Jesus is forever turning those lives upside down. What's at stake here is eternal life. And that's why Jesus is saying to him, come back, respond with urgency to his call. Because there's always that chance that this day may be our last. With the Lord, all will be well. Because he reminds us elsewhere in the gospel, we are always alive to God. We're never dead to God. We're always alive. We're in his presence. Either here now, as Moses and the God that meets us and feeds and nourishes us with his word and sacrament, or with him in eternity. And in a way, that's why this psalm picks up the same message. The Lord is compassion and love. He redeems your life and crowns you with love and compassion. Lent is that time always to remind ourselves of the great truth, seize the day. And Paul's also picks it up in our second reading, to act in ways always that are fitting for repentant people. And always remember, when we point an accusation at someone else, there are three fingers pointing back at ourselves. So see. The day. Every day opens before us, but we never know which will be our last. That's why we can respond and know the Lord is compassion and love, and he does love us.